pictures and learn new things. So sing great songs, travel on a train, but build a skyscraper and pilot a plane. Whatever you imagine, whatever you explore, on this magical journey there will always be more. Make new friends, come on, don't be shy. Let's get a kite and we'll fly, fly, fly. Whatever you imagine, whatever you explore, on this magical journey there will always be more.
Storytime, anytime, hey!
Hi, and welcome back to another exciting episode of Storytime Anytime. Today we are going to learn about cats. A baby cat is called a kitten. Did you know that all kittens are born with blue eyes? It's true. These adorable balls of fur will eventually get their unique eye color around 8 weeks old. Kittens grow quickly because they sleep about 18 hours a day. Kittens also love to climb. They are great climbers going up, but oh, not so great coming down. Kittens have sharp claws, which are designed to take them in one direction, up or forward. Maybe that's why cats get stuck in trees. In our first story, you will meet Jody, a little girl who finds a lost kitten. Let's find out what happens when Jody tries to find the little kitten's owner. Let's listen. The Lost Kitten. One day, Jody was on her way to the corner market. With each step she took, the coins in her pouch jingle-jangled. They seemed to say, "Buy ice cream, buy peanuts, buy popcorn." Suddenly, Jody heard the angry beep of a car horn. The driver screeched to a stop as a small gray kitten dashed across the street. The frightened kitten ran right by Jody and huddled in an empty doorway. Jody forgot all about getting a treat. Very slowly, she walked toward the kitten. "Here, kitty, kitty, kitty," she called softly. At first, the kitten shrank back. But as Jody knelt down, the cat came out and rubbed against Jody's legs. "Meow, meow, meow, meow," she cried. How dirty and tangled the kitten's fur was. How hungry she seemed to be. "You must be lost," Jody said. "But you can't stay here. You'd better come home with me." The little kitten seemed to understand. She let Jody pick her up and carry her home. "Mom, Dad," Jody called out as she brought the kitten inside. Then she poured some milk into a small bowl. "And who do we have here?" asked Jody's father. Jody explained how she had found the lost kitten. "She looks as if she's been in a fight," said Jody's mother. "We'd better take her to the vet and make sure she's okay." And so, the next day, the kitten went to see Dr. Jensen. "She's very thin," Dr. Jensen said, "but she's healthy. She could use a bath, though." When Dr. Jensen brought the kitten out, Jody could hardly believe her eyes. "I thought you were gray," Jody cried, "but you're lots of colors." "That's right," said the vet. "She's a calico cat. Before, you looked like an alley cat, but now you look like a princess. Hey, that's a good name for you, Princess." Jody wanted to keep Princess more than anything. "I wish you were mine," she said again and again. But she knew she had to try and find the kitten's real owner. Jody and her mother made signs to put up all around the neighborhood. Secretly, Jody hoped no one would call. But that very afternoon, the phone rang. "I saw your sign," a woman said. "My cat is lost. The cat you found sounds just like mine." The woman said she'd be right over. Jody brushed Princess. "I'm sorry that woman lost her cat, but I hope you're not hers." princess purred as if she were agreeing. When the woman arrived, she went right over to Princess. Jody held her breath. "Oh," the woman said, "this looks just like my cat, but my cat has a red patch of fur on her paw." Jody felt like grinning, but she didn't. She only said, "I hope you find your cat soon." Princess just licked her paw. The next day, a man called. "I saw your sign," he said. "The cat you found sounds just like mine." Jody played with Princess until he came. "I hope you're not his," she whispered. Princess swished her tail as if to say, "Me too." When the man came in, Princess jumped up on the piano. "Oh my goodness," said the man. "This cat looks just like mine, but my cat can't jump that high." Jody felt like cheering, but she didn't. She only said, "I'm sure you'll find your cat soon." Princess just batted at the plant. No one called the next day. That made Jody very happy. Princess seemed happy too. She followed Jody all over the house. When Jody sat down, she sat down too. And she wouldn't eat unless Jody was right there beside her. "I love you," Jody said. "I hope I can keep you forever." Princess meowed, as if to say, "I love you too." But the next morning, there was another phone call. A boy had seen the sign. "The cat you found sounds just like my cat," the boy said. "Her name is Jasmine." When the boy came to see Princess, Jody crossed her fingers. The kitten went to her bowl for some milk. "Oh, she looks just like my cat," the boy said. "But my cat always walks around her bowl 3 times before she takes a drink." Jody wanted to clap, but she didn't. She only said, "I hope you find Jasmine soon." Princess just rolled over onto her back. 1 week went by without any more phone calls about the lost kitten. Princess was always busy poking around here, there, and everywhere. Sometimes she would turn up in the most surprising places. 2 weeks passed. Princess seemed to feel right at home. She had her favorite spots for playing and washing up and eating and looking outside. Where did she like to curl up for her afternoon nap? Why, in an empty backpack. By the end of 3 weeks, Princess was part of the family. Finally, the day came when Jody's mother said, "No one calls about Princess anymore." Jody's father said, "We've decided we can keep Princess forever." "Did you hear that, Princess? You're mine at last," said Jody, hugging her. Princess purred as if she understood. And Princess still lives with Jody to this very day. I love happy endings, and I think Princess found the best home of all, don't you? Okay, I'm ready to sing a fun song about cats, and of course a few other farm animals too.
I bought me a cat and the cat pleased me. I fed my cat under yonder tree. The cat goes fiddle-i-fee. I bought me a hen and the hen pleased me. I fed my hen under yonder tree. Hen goes chimmy-chuck, chimmy-chuck, cat goes fiddle-i-fee. I bought me a duck and the duck pleased me. I fed my duck under yonder tree. Duck goes quack, quack, hen goes chimmy-chuck, chimmy-chuck, cat goes fiddle-i-fee. I bought me a goose, the goose pleased me. I fed that goose under yonder tree. Goose goes hissy, hissy, duck goes quack, quack, hen goes chimmy-chuck, chimmy-chuck, cat goes fiddle-i-fee. I bought me a sheep, the sheep pleased me. I fed that sheep under yonder tree. The sheep goes baa, baa, goose. goes hissy, hissy. Duck goes quack, quack. Hen goes chimmy chuck, chimmy chuck. Cat goes fiddle-i-fee. Well, I bought me a pig, that pig pleased me. I fed my pig under yonder tree. Pig goes oink, oink. Sheep goes baa, baa. Goose goes hissy, hissy. Duck goes quack, quack. Hen goes chimmy chuck, chimmy chuck. Cat goes fiddle-i-fee. Well, then I bought me a cow, the cow pleased me. I fed that cow under, well, that same tree. The cow goes moo, moo. Pig goes oink, oink. Sheep goes baa, baa. Goose goes hissy, hissy. Duck goes quack, quack. Hen goes chimmy chuck, chimmy chuck. Cat goes fiddle-i-fee. Then I bought me a horse, and the horse pleased me. I fed that horse under yonder tree. The horse goes neigh, neigh. Cow goes moo, moo. Pig goes oink, oink. Sheep goes baa, baa. Goose goes hissy, hissy. Duck goes quack, quack. The hen goes chimmy check, chimmy check. The cat goes fiddle-i-fee. Well, I bought me a dog. The dog pleased me, and I fed that dog under yonder tree. The dog goes bow, wow, bow, wow. The horse goes neigh, neigh. The cow goes moo, moo. The pig goes oink, oink. The sheep's going baa, baa. The goose goes hissy, hissy. That duck is still quacking. The hen goes chimmy chuck, chimmy chuck. Cat goes fiddle-i-fee.
Did you know that there are more than 250 different kinds of kittens in the world? Each breed has a very distinctive size, shape, fur length, and color. But all the breeds fall under two types, long-haired kittens or short-haired kittens. Do you have a long-haired or short-haired kitten? Our next story is about a mother cat who has very different kittens. Herbie is curious and brave, but his sister Sarah is afraid of everything. When the kittens go for a walk, Sarah is even afraid of her own shadow. Let's find out what happens when Herbie gets caught in briars and Sarah needs to go get Mother for help. The Scaredy Cat Kitten. Mother Cat has two kittens. Herbie is curious and brave, but his sister Sarah is afraid of everything. When Mother Cat and her kittens go for a walk, Herbie chases the mice in the field, but Sarah shivers when she sees them and stays right behind her mother. "Scaredy cat," the mice squeak as she tiptoes by. Herbie chases the birds until they fly up into the trees, but Sarah is afraid of them. "Scaredy cat," the birds chirp as she hides behind Mother Cat. Herbie is not even afraid of Mrs. Riley's dog Hector, but Sarah is very frightened. "He is so big and has such big teeth," she whispers as they walk past him. "Scaredy cat," barks Hector. Sarah is even afraid of her own shadow. "What is that black thing walking behind me?" she asks timidly. "That is only your shadow," Herbie says kindly. "You should not be afraid of your own shadow." Mother Cat shakes her head. "What children I have," she meows. "One is too curious and not careful enough, and the other is afraid of everything." One day, in the late afternoon, Mother Cat lies down for a nap. But Herbie and Sarah are not sleepy. After a while, Herbie says, "Why don't you come for a walk with me, Sarah? We can be back by the time Mother wakes up." Sarah curls against Mother Cat's back. "I feel safe next to Mother," she says. "Oh, come on," says Herbie. "I will take care of you, and it will be fun. Who knows what we will find?" Sarah loves her brother and wants to make him happy. "He is so brave," she thinks. "I will be okay." So even though she is afraid, she gets up and puts on her hat and starts walking behind Herbie. First, they come to the field where the mice live. The mice run when they see Herbie, but when they are a safe distance away, they squeak at Sarah. "Scaredy cat, scaredy cat." "Let's go home," meows Sarah softly. "Stop that, or you will be sorry," says Herbie to the mice, and they stop their squeaking. The kittens walk into the woods where the birds are sitting on low branches. They fly away when they see Herbie. "Scaredy cat, scaredy cat," they chirp at Sarah from high up in the trees. "Let's go home," meows Sarah again. "Stop that, or you will be sorry," says Herbie to the birds, and they stop their chirping. Soon, the kittens meet Mrs. Riley, walking Hector. "Scaredy cat," barks Hector, and Sarah shrinks against her brother. "Please, let's go home," meows Sarah. "Stop that," says Herbie to the dog with a little hiss. Hector stops barking and only growls a little as they walk by. After a while, Herbie and Sarah come to a neighborhood where they have never been before. Herbie sees a clump of bushes. "There is something moving in there," he says. "I will see what it is." And even though they are briar bushes, he pokes his little head into them, then takes it out quickly. His back goes up. "There is something black in there," he whispers to Sarah. "Something with a white stripe running down its back." Suddenly, a skunk comes out of the bushes and stares at them. "What is it?" asks Sarah, shaking. "I don't know, but I think we should get out of here," says Herbie, and he turns to go. But his pants are caught in the briars. He twists and turns, but he cannot get free. Sarah tries to help, but she cannot get him free either. "Go and get Mother," says Herbie, with a little quiver in his voice. Sarah has never seen her brother afraid before. "I must get him help," she thinks, and she starts running home as fast as she can. She runs past Mrs. Riley and Hector, but she does not think of being frightened. "My goodness," says Hector, "I've never seen you run before," and he stands back to let her pass. She runs into the woods where she startles the birds. "Why are you running?" they chirp, swooping down around her. But Sarah has no time to be afraid. She runs through the field and the mice scamper out of her way. "We have never seen you out alone," they squeak. "I must save Herbie," Sarah thinks, and does not worry about the mice. She does not even worry about her shadow running along in back of her. At last, she comes home to Mother Cat and wakes her up. "Mother, Mother," she cries, "Herbie is in trouble. There is a black thing with a white stripe staring at him." "Oh dear, a skunk," says Mother Cat. "Lead the way." Sarah runs ahead of Mother Cat through the field with mice, through the woods with birds, past Mrs. Riley and Hector, and with her shadow right in back of her. But she is not afraid of any of them. She is only afraid they will be too late to save Herbie. When they reach the clump of bushes, Herbie and the skunk are still staring at each other. Mother Cat hisses and yowls and threatens with her claws. The skunk retreats into the bushes. "Well," says Mother Cat, taking the briars off Herbie's pants one by one, "you would have smelled pretty awful if that skunk had sprayed you. You can thank Sarah for saving you from that." "I am proud of you, Sarah, for being brave enough to come and get me." Sarah is happy. She knows she is not everyday brave like Herbie, but she also knows that when there is trouble, she can put her fears aside and get help. And no one calls her scaredy cat anymore. I'm sure Sarah is very proud of herself for being brave. She helped her brother when he was in trouble. I'm glad Herbie did not get sprayed by that skunk. I'm ready to sing another song. How about you? A little cat, cat, cat is one of my favorites. Let's sing. We sure are learning a lot about cats. Did you know that cats are great mothers? They know that their babies are completely dependent on them. Mother cats lick their kittens to keep them clean and teach them how to clean themselves when they are older. Cats are amazing animals. I hope you enjoyed these stories and songs. That about wraps it up. Until next time, go hug your cat and tell someone what you have learned today. This has been brought to you by Twin Sisters Digital Media and Evergreen Podcasts. Be sure to hit subscribe. If your children enjoyed these songs and stories, go to twinsisters.com to find even more ways for them to sing and learn. Be sure to subscribe to our newsletter for our free download of the day giveaways and promotions on exciting new digital learning content like these and much more. And visit our friends at evergreenpodcasts.com. Thank you for joining us at Storytime Anytime.
You know, a lot can happen in 7 minutes, and luckily, that's how long it takes me to tell a story. My name is Aaron Califato, and I'm the creator of 7-Minute Stories. I'm proud to partner with Evergreen Podcasts, and I'd like to invite you to join me on this journey. I'm going to take you on some crazy roller coaster rides using my unique extemporaneous storytelling style, and together, we're going to try to make sense of the world, all through the art of storytelling, and all in approximately 7 minutes.